Twitter silences prominent feminist for saying men aren't women. By Charlie Nash on November 26, 2018. Twitter permanently suspended prominent feminist Megan Murphy last week for saying men aren't women. Murphy accused the social media platform of censoring basic facts and silencing people. Megan Murphy, the founder of Feminist Current and a journalist who has written for New Statesman, Vice News, CBC News, and The Globe and Mail, was permanently suspended from Twitter last week after the social network implemented a ban on misgendering transgender people. The posts which reportedly led to Murphy's ban were, "Women aren't men," and "How are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman?" After Twitter made her delete the posts, Murphy made another post declaring, "This is effing bullshit," at Twitter. "I'm not allowed to say that men aren't women or ask questions about the notion of transgenderism at all anymore? That a multi-billion dollar company is censoring basic facts and silencing people who ask questions about this dogma is insane." Murphy was then permanently suspended. While of course, as a private company, Twitter has the right to limit who participates on the platform and what is said, we, the public, have become accustomed to understanding this social media platform as a relatively free space, wherein everyone from politicians, to celebrities, to pornographers, to activists, to students, to anonymous gamers, to feminists, to men's rights activists may say what they wish, proclaimed Murphy in an article on her suspension. "What is insane to me, though, is that while Twitter knowingly permits graphic pornography and death threats on the platform, I have reported countless violent threats, the vast majority of which have gone unaddressed. They won't allow me to state very basic facts, such as men aren't women. This is hardly an abhorrent thing to say, nor should it be considered hateful to ask questions about the notion that people can change sex, or ask for explanations about transgender ideology," she continued. "That trans activists and their allies may find my questions about what transgender means or how a person can literally change sex uncomfortable, as they seem not to be able to respond to them, which I can imagine feels uncomfortably embarrassing. Feeling uncomfortable is not a good enough reason to censor and silence people." Twitter recently changed its terms of service to prohibit the misgendering and deadnaming of transgender people, vowing to permanently suspend those who do so. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.